Daf is Daf Kuf Dalet. So let's begin this eighth parak of Maseches Chulin, called Parak Kol Basar, which talks about the halachas of the Isser Bishul or Basar B'chalav. So the Mishnah tells us the parak begins to Kol Basar Asel Vashel B'chalav. All types of meat is prohibited from cooking with milk. Chutz mi Basar Dagim V'chagavim, with the exception of, in other words, what's permitted is you may cook fish with milk, and you're allowed to cook grasshoppers with milk as well. We all know the certain Svaradim, the Beis Yosef, has this chumrah of sakana that even milk and fish is not allowed, even though the Mishnah clearly says it's permitted. They have a masar of a sakana based on a different girsa. But from this Mishnah, it's hard to understand it because the Mishnah clearly says one is allowed to have milk with dagim. But that being said, Svaradim do have such a practice dating back to the Beis Yosef and earlier. So anyways, the Mishnah says, asr to have basar with milk, but you can't have dagim and chagavim with milk. The aser lahalos im hagvina. You also can't put meat on the same table as gvina, as cheese. Al shulchan, on the same table, lest you eat the cheese and meat together. They shouldn't be on the same table. Chutz mi basar dagim v'chagavim, with the exception of fish and grasshoppers, may be on the same table because, of course, as we said, there's no issur of eating them together. There's a very interesting rashash. The rashash says, he's medayik from here, that the issur is putting cheese on the same table as meat, but putting milk on the same table is actually permitted. Why? Because milk has to go in a cup, so it's already protected. Cheese could go without there being any type of cover, so you put a block of cheese without any covering next to meat, they might touch each other, but a milk has to go in cup, and therefore there's this protection. The Tiferes Yaakov says the opposite from the Rishash. He says, no, there actually would have been a havmina that maybe milk is usher, but cheese is permitted. Because milk could spill over, and it could get into the meat, the cheese doesn't spill over. So the Chiddush is, even though cheese doesn't spill over, cheese is also usher. So there's the machlokas. In the end of the day, the Rishash is makel by milk, and the Tiferes Yaakov is machmir by milk as well. Okay, the Mishnah continues now on to Daf Kuf Dalet. It says, Hanoder min habasar muter bebasar dagim v'chagavim. Those who make a nether that he can have meat, although there's an isser for him to have meat, he is allowed to eat dagim v'chagavim because, as we saw already before, fish and grasshoppers are not considered meat. There's a discussion in the Poskim, and they talk about, we know a woman's not supposed to have any meat the day she goes to the mikvah, so what about fish? Is fish and chagavim included in that isser as well? Certainly basar behema is included in that, the min. It's a strong practice we very much recommend. So basar behema is certainly part of that minug, and basar oaf, you can't have chicken the day of a tefillah either. The question whether or not basar dagim chagavim, and they learn from this Mishnah that just like by these halachas of neder and that of basar b'chalav, fish and chagavim are not included, so too by the day of tevila. Now the truth is, you really don't need this Mishnah to tell us that din. The reason why a woman can't have basar in the day of tevila is because it might get stuck in the teeth. Fish and, well, I don't know about grasshoppers, but at least fish, I know, don't get stuck in the teeth. I imagine grasshoppers not either. Maybe an antenna will get stuck, or whatever you call these things, the wing. But either way, the practice is that they are allowed to have fish on the day of a tevila. Okay, Gemara says, now, ha'of asr midiraisa. So the Mishnah only mentions basar, it's asr, and it mentions dagim and chagavim mutter. But what about of, the middle category that's not mentioned? So the Gemara's medayik must be that of is asr midiraisa, it's asr to have that. Kiman, the lo Rebbe Akiva, this is not like Rebbe Akiva. Why? The Rebbe Akiva holds a chaya v'of eina min haTorah. Because he holds that a chaya, wild animal, the pasuk only says gedi. It says, just to be clear, it says three times in the Torah, which means that you cannot have you can't cook milk and meat together. And it says three times to tell me there's an isser of bishul, there's an isser of eating, and there's isser of hana, the three different isserim that I learned out from here. It only says gedi. A gedi is a behema. So Rabbi Kiva learns that a gedi, a behema, to the exclusion of a chaya, wild animal, and also an oaf, which doesn't have a chalav, doesn't have milk, that these two are excluded from the isser deraisa. Now, it's important to know also, as we move forward, discussing what's deraisa, what's derban, who cares? In the end of the day, you can't eat either one of them. What are the nafkaminas, whether something's usr, bishul, usr, bas b'chalav, or midirban, bas b'chalav? So the nafkaminas are, you're allowed to cook. You're allowed to cook derabanan, bas b'chalav. You can't cook deraisa, bas b'chalav, and you can get hana from basar b'chalav midirban, but not deraisa. So for example, let's say you go to culinary school. So one cannot cook meat and milk together, but you can cook chicken and milk together, and you could also get hana. You could give it away from, you could make hana, make money off chicken and milk. Or let's say, a better example is you really can't do schar, you can't do business on machalos asuros. So you can't really, you can't own a restaurant that has basar chalav. Even if the basar chalav is a derabanan basar chalav, only chicken, let's say it's KFC and they put cheese on KFC, let's say. So even that would be also, you can't do schar ever with any machalos asuros. So an example of getting hana from basar chalav derabanan is that let's say you have an animal and you want to feed it to some meat. So you're allowed to have sometimes in the dog food, let's say, they'll have chicken, the base is chicken as opposed to meat. So if it's chicken mixed with milk, you're allowed to give it to your dog. But if it's meat that's mixed with milk, then you wouldn't be able to. That would be an iser, the rice of Hanab. So either way, the Gemara says that the author of the Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Kiva, because our Mishnah implies that Oph is aser midiraisa, and Rabbi Kiva holds that Oph is not aser midiraisa. So Gemara says the problem here is that Ema Seifa. Look at the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah taught us, Hanodir min ha-basar, motir be-basar dagam ve-chagav. So one who takes a nether that he's not allowed to eat basar, may not eat basar behema, but he may eat basar dagam, basar chagavim, ha-of, asar. But the implication is only dagam and chagavim are excluded from his nether, but the of is included in the nether. And that's also in the Rebbe Akiva. That's Rebbe Akiva's understanding why. So the Gemara tells us here in Maseches Nedarim as well, kol mili dimimlech ale shliach bar minehu. Anything that his shliach is going to consult with his mishaleach is part of that same min. In other words, what? He tells you to go get A, and you say, there's no A, is B okay? You go ask him, can I get B? Is B included in A? The fact that he asks such a question, that must be on the same genre as A, that means it's part of the same min. So what does that mean? So look at, the Gemara brings an example. Disanya. Hanodim in Ayerek, a person makes a nether from a vegetable, mutter bidulum. He's allowed to have gourds, which is not, apparently, it's not a type of yerek. It's, even though, scientifically we view it as a vegetable and it's an hadama, it's still not the yerek that the person who took the nether, what he had in mind. Rabbi Kiva Oser, Rabbi Kiva says you're not allowed to. Diluim are included in yerek. So Amrullah, they say to Rabbi Kiva, Vahalo Omer Adam Lashluch. A guy says to his shaliach, Kach lanu yerek, go buy me vegetables. Vu Amr Lomatsasi Adulim, I didn't find, but I found gourds. So we see clearly that I didn't find Yerek, but I found Diluim. There must be two different categories. So Yerek doesn't imply Diluim. Amar Lahem, Rabbi Kiva says back, Kein Hadavar, that's my proof, because Kum Omer Lomatasi Ela Kitnis, where a person says, oh, I didn't find vegetables, but I found beans. Beans has nothing to do with what he was requesting. Ela Shed Diluim Bechlau Yerek. You would only say, the next best thing I found was a Diluim. Must be Diluim is very close to Yerek. No one would ever say, oh, I didn't find your lettuce, but I got you beans instead. They have nothing to do with each other. So that's his raya. That must be diluim are included in, or similar enough to yerek. Vein kitnis bichlal yerek. So anything, again, you would ask your mishalech, is this okay? Is this close enough to what you were looking for? That indicates it's of the same type, and therefore it's aser. So too, in our Mishnah, if a person asks you to go get basar behema, you say, I didn't find basar behema, I didn't find cow meat, but I found some chicken, so that would be somewhat acceptable to the mishalech, so therefore that would include the iser of a nether. So we see that the seifa now is, says the Gemara, the seifa must be a reisha rabbanon and seifa Rabbi Kiva. So now we're saying the reisha must be rabbanon who say that of is aser only, is aser midiraisa. And the reisha by the sefer, rather by the nether, is assuming like Rabbi Kiva that an oaf is included in the nether. So it's two different authors. So Amar Rav Yosef Rebbe. Rebbe is the author of the Mishnayos v'nasiv la'aliba d'tanya tonight. He brought the Mishnah according to two different tanaim. B'nedarim savor lek Rabbi Kiva. B'basar b'chav savor lek Rabban. So there's no steer here, different authors, but he passed in one way by Nedarim, like Rabbi Akiva, and he passed in a different way by Basar b'chav with a halacha like the Rabbanim. Gemara now says, Rav Ashi Amar Kula Rabbi Kiva. No, Rabbi Kiva authored the entire Mishnah, V'hachik Amar. Kol Basar also Levasha b'chalav mehen, b'chalav. Every type of basar is prohibited from cooking with milk. Mehen midivrei Torah, mehen midivrei Sof. From some are also to cook on a deraisa level, others are also to cook in a derabana level. Chutz mi basar dog v'chagavim sheinim lo midivrei Torah, lo midivrei Sofrim. Except for fish and grasshoppers are completely permitted, and therefore no problem at all. So Rabbi Kiva authored even the reisha, even though he holds Olf is only aser midirabana on it, it still is going to be aser in the end of the day. So that's the level of consistency. Okay. We'll get to those sugars, yeah. So then the Gemara says the two dots around five lines up. Asr lahalos, the Mishnah taught us that you cannot put fish and meat on the same table. So Amar of Yosef, Shemami, now we learn from here, Basar of Bechalav is deraisa. It must be that chicken and milk is asr deraisa. Why? Because these hakadaitach derbanan, if you're going to tell me that ofen chalav is only asr derbanan, so achila gufa gzera. That means isr of eating it together is one gzera. Now on a nigzar halah atu achila, we're going to now asr halah putting on the same table a gzera met lest you eat it. You don't make gzeras and derbanans. In other words, again, if ofen chalav is derbanan, we wouldn't make a gzera not to put them on the same table lest you eat them, because that's a gzera la gzera. So it must be that ofen chalav is actually an iser de'a raisa. Umna tamra tamra asks the Gemara, from where do you see delo gazirin gzera l'gzera, that we don't make gzeras on top of other gzeras? Now before you turn the page and look at what the Mishnah says, Tosus points out something very interesting. Tosus writes, umna tamra delo gazirin gzera l'gzera. Bekama makomos, many places in Shas, Amar hi gufa gzera, vana nekam v'nigzar gzera l'gzera. Many places it says that it itself is a gzera, and we're going to now make a new gzera. In Perakama de Shabbat, Perak Bama Malikin, Ubereish Beta, V'hacha, Ba'inan Lasuya Raya Linin Gzera, Dala Atu Achila. And here we want to bring a Raya. What's the proof that we don't make such a concept? But then he writes, which is very important, V'yesh Makomos Nami de Gazrina Gzera Gzera. There are many places that we do make double Gzeras, V'lo Chashina, and we aren't concerned with making double Gzeras. So he writes, Ein Lidmos Gzeros Lechacham Zulazu El Makomos Shashas Medama. We cannot compare different Gzeras. This goes on the list. There are a few different things that we say we cannot be medama milsa l'milsa. One example is trefas. Remember the trefas we saw a few times? You can't be medama one trefa to another trefa. You could cut in this place and the animal could die. You cut another place, the animal will not die. You cannot be medama milsa l'milsa when it comes to hilchos trefas. So too says Tosus, you cannot be medama milsa l'milsa when it comes to gzeras unless the Gemara itself makes such a dimium. So where do we see? Back to the Gemara. Now, last line of the Amud Aleph. The Gemara wants to know, how do we know, again, Minot Temra, Delo, Gazirin, Gzela, Gzera, we don't make a double Gzera. By the way, the source for this concept, there's a, I believe, a Chassam Sofer that writes this in Maseches Beitza. The Pasuk says, David Samai will help me out with this. It says, Shemarti Mishmeres by Chuma. Remember, that's how I put you on the spot here. Yeah. Exactly. So it says Shmir double times. Yeah. So there's such a concept that we only some level of Shmir. That's a source of making a gzera based on that pasuk of Shmira. So you make some diak from the pasuk and the double lashon about we don't make gzeras al gzeras. Sometimes we do make gzeras. Rashi
brings it there.
Rashi brings it there.
Yeah,
right. So there's a Chassam Sofer in that piece that says something. He connects us to gzera gzeras, and he very nice piece. I don't remember what he says though. Okay. The Mishnah says the Tanan. The last line of Amud Aleph here is the Tanan Chalas Chutz Laretz. When it comes to chalas chutzlaretz, that your mafresh chalas outside, nechalas im hazar al shulchan, v'nit tenes lakol koin sheyirtza. You could eat it with a zar, a non-koin, and you could even give it to any koin that you want, even a koin who lacks any type of yichus or chazaka, these are koin. So just to be clear, that we know chalas chutzlaretz, when a person bakes 5 pounds of flour, let's say, for example, in Eretz Yisrael, he's chayv to mafresh chalas, a piece of dough, and he gives it to the koin, that's a mitzvah deraisa, chiv deraisa in Eretz Yisrael. Chutzlaretz, it's only a requirement on a derabanan level. Fine, that's the din. So the halacha is that you have to give it in Eretz Yisrael, you have to give it to a koin who has yichus, a koin who's got a chazaka. But in Chutz La'aretz, we're mekel that you're allowed to eat at the same table as a non-Kohen, and we're not gozer. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ne'echelos le'Kohen imazar, v'lo gazrina ne'dilma shakil zar minei v'achil. Maybe I shouldn't eat at the same table because the non-Kohen might take the chalos Chutz La'aretz. So wait, we're not concerned. Why? Because the ha'achil gufa lo metaseba el mishum gzeres achilas chalos Chutz La'aretz. The chala in Chutz La'aretz is not really a problem. It's only in us, Isser Midarbanim. So we're not gozer, don't eat at the same table as a czar. In Eretz Yisrael, a Kohen, Ezra couldn't eat his challah at the same table as me, because I might take his challah. But in Chutz La'aretz, which is only in Isser Midarbanim of Chalas Chutz La'aretz, we may eat at the same table, and we're not gozer, yet less I take it. And similarly, you could give it to any Kohen that you want, says Rashi, l'chon Kohen sheyirtza afilu am ha'aretz, even to a Kohen who knows nothing about the halachas, she'en mishamer b'tara, he's not going to eat it in the proper way. We're not concerned because, again, since chalas chutz la'aretz is only b'derbanan, we don't make additional gezeras on derbanan. This is the raya for that. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar le Abai, Abai says, back bishma, this makes sense to me, iyash me'inan chalas chutz la'aretz ba'aretz, what's going on here? I would have understood had the case been, let's say I took Chalas Chutz La'aretz from New York, and I brought it to Eretz Yisrael, so then there's a real chashash that my eating Chalas Chutz La'aretz might lead me to eat actual Chal D'Oraisa, because I'm in a place that has a Chal D'Oraisa. So then I would say there's a real need for Gzeira, and since I don't make a Gzeira, so then I understand why you can bring a proof. In other words, there are different levels here. There are some Derabbanans that are just Usser, they create an Isser, and others are Derabbanans that have a Gzeira, there's a reason, there's a concern. So if there's an initial Isser of Chalas Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, that's a Gzeira lest I eat Chalas Eretz Yisrael. It's a Gzeira to a Deraisa. So then, had we said Chalas Chutz La'aretz that's being eaten in Eretz Yisrael, which itself is a Gzeira, I don't make another Gzeira of eating on the same table of a Zar, I could have brought a proof for Ein Gozen Gzeira Gzeira. But Ella says the Gemara, if it's a situation in Chutz La'aretz, if it's a question of Chutz La'aretz, that when I'm in the Chutz La'aretz in America, there's no Gzeira me eating anything Deraisa. There's nothing Deraisa here. So Chutz La'aretz Mishum Delek L'Migzar. You know why I'm allowed to eat at the same table as a Kohen, as Ezra and Chalas Chutz La'aretz? Because there's no Chashash. What's the biggest deal? There's no Deraisas of Chala that's floating around here. Avab, I would have inferred from this, Hacha, had it been in a case though, it had a Bryce been a case of Chalas Chutz La'aretz in Chutz La'aretz, I could have inferred if it was Chalas Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, of Al-Hacha, here in Eretz Yisrael, Isharishlei, had he permitted it, so then Lasuke of Ugvina, Asi Lasuke Basar Vigvina, Umecha Basar Bechal Dereisa. Again, had it been Chalas Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, then maybe they would have made a Gzera, and maybe a Zar cannot eat with the Kohen. And so maybe so too the Halacha would be, that if you allow for Of and Gvina on the same table, it would come to have me eating Of and Basa and Gvina together. Everyone with me on this calculation? Does that make sense to everyone? Okay, fine. So that's the concern. So the Gemara says, the Gemara ends up saying, where are we now? So Maskela of Shev. Rav Sheshe says, wait a second. So, in the end of the day, this is all Tzonei Mitzonei. This is all Tzonei Mitzonei. There's no real concern. Meaning what? Look at Rashi. Maskev lo Rav Sheshes. Afilu im tim talomer baser of bechal deraisa. Let's say you want to assume that chicken with milk is really an iser deraisa. So still, and that's why a dai mishkach is like gzera. So that's why we're okay with making a gzera. Don't have it on the same table. But even if you want to say it's deraisa, it's still a double gzera here. Dehoha Allah derabanan mishim achila. Putting chicken and milk on the same table is a derabanan. And v'achila gufa derabanan. But the eating itself is only derabanan as well, because deha sof sof tzonin v'tzonin hu. The meat is cold, and the chicken is cold. V'achila achala ha-gadada. Even you eat them together, leka isa deraisa. There's no isa deraisa unless you eat them when it was bishul, when it's derech bishul asa Torah. So if I eat, let's say, cold milk and cold meat together, that's only an isa midderabanan. If I have cheese, cold cheese on a cold piece of meat, a pastrami, that's an only iser midirbanan, because I have not cooked them together. So what the Gemara is asking here is, I don't understand. Even if you want to assume normally that Of and Chal that was cooked together is deraisa, our cases where they're not cooked. So eating them together is only derabanan. Placing them on the table now, next to each other, is a second derabanan. That's a gzeira on top of another gzeira. That's still chashash, even if you do assume that Of and Chal are deraisa.
That could go also on regular basar, that's the same question.
Say it again?
Same question.
Exactly. This is going on exactly both ways. Even if Of is deraisa, so too with basar, it would be toning the toning, and there would be no room to make a gzera for halal. So Amar Abai says gzera shema yala v'iltas roseach. So no, the concern is perhaps you're going to put a boiling pot on which is a kli rishon onto the table. So now you have hot milk or hot meat or something, and that's going to be an Isser Deraisa, because if you mix them together with something hot there, that will be an Isser Abishal Deraisa, an Achilam Deraisa, and therefore there it goes, and not to put them on the same table. So Gemara says, so klisheni. That's only klisheni. If I take off my food onto another pot, that's considered klisheni. It's only klirishon if it's on top of the fire, but the moment you move it off the fire, that's now considered klisheni. But klisheni eini eino mevashel. It doesn't cook. So Gemara says, Ella, Gzer Shema Yala Veil plus Rishon. Now it's talking about taking the initial pot. When you take the initial pot that was on the fire, the soup pot, you take it off and put it onto a trivet, let's say, that still retains the status of a Kli Rishon, and that's going to create an Isser Bishul. So there's a very big discussion here about how it works in terms of Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. The Rishon point out that the Bavli and the Yushalmi argue, what's the status of a Kli Rishon that was taken off the fire? Does it retain the status of a Kli Rishon or not? So according to our Gemara, Gemara clearly says a Ilfas Rishon, a Kli Rishon removed from the fire, still has a din of a Kli Rishon. The Yushalmi says the moment you take the soup pot off the fire, it's no longer considered a Kli Rishon anymore. So some Rishonim say they actually argue. Other Rishonim say they think they're saying the same thing. They actually are in agreement with each other. I'm not sure how that really works. But with the Ragachava says there are two dinim. Ragachava says when it comes to Bishul Bas B'Chalav, you have to have a Kli Rishon that's Agabe Ha'ish. That's creating Bishul. But to violate the Isra Achila, so a Kli Rishon that's not on fire, if it mixes with milk and meat together, although you haven't violated Bishul, Deraisa, if it does get cooked and you eat it, you will get the Isser Vachila of a Davar Bishul. But you won't violate the Isser Bishul. That's the Chiddush of the Ragu Shavar.
So you're over with Deraisa Achila.
You're over Achila, but not a Bishul. That's the Chiddush of the Ragu Shavar. And then one last point before we move to the next mission is there's a big machlokus in Rishon about the davar gush, where the davar gush, a hot solid, like a baked potato, is very hot. You open it up and steam comes out. Even when it's removed from a Kli Rishon to a Kli Sheni, there's a machlokus whether that retains a Kli Rishon status because it's such a hot that it retains the heat. So that's machlokus found in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. So bring a rye from here. We're talking about basar and chalav here. So the meat, they assume that the ilfas rishon referring to the meat is still a kli rishon here, still a davar gush. Even though you moved it off, they use this as a kasha in terms of halacha of a davar gush, whether it really retained its status as a kli rishon or it moves on to a kli sheni.
Otherwise, you could have just answered it as a piece of meat.
Exactly, right.
Well, you have one of if it's the rice or the barn, what don't you prove from in the midbar when they asked for meat and Hashem gave them oath?
No, we don't know if that's considered Isser Bas B'Chalav, though. That's about oaf.
Like if oaf is considered meat.
No, it could be considered meat, but not meat in terms of Bas B'Chalav, though. The Pasuk tells us only B'Chalav Imo, so only that which has Chalav has. We'll see later on, there's a machlokus, but... Okay, the Mishnah tells us, Ha'of ola im agvina al ha'shulchan, you're allowed to place chicken and milk and cheese, rather, on the same table, ve'eino nechal, but you can't eat them together, divrei beishamai, beishil omrim, beishil's machmir here, lo olav lo nechal, you can't place it on the table, nor can you eat them. So Amar Rabbi Yossi says, zu mikuli beishamai mechumer beishil, this is one of the few exceptions where beishamai is actually lenient, he allows ola, and beishil is machmir. Be'ezah shulchan amru, which table are we referring to? B'shulchan she'ochal of a table that we eat on top of. Aval b'shulchan she'sudar lav, but a table that you just prepare the food inside, the island or the counters. So then, as a tapshah, there where you prepare the food, no sin deb b'tadzev einu choshish. There's no concern since you're not eating off the counters in your kitchen. You're just preparing things, so there is no chashash of placing them on the same table. That's what the Mishnah tells us. So Rabbi Yossi, hainu Tanakama, isn't Rabbi Yossi saying the same exact thing as the Tanakama? In other words, that you're allowed to put them on the table together. In other words, Beis Shammai. So v'chitema, if you're going to tell me achila gufa ikbena, the difference is achila, that's the nafkamina. So what would happen? The Reisha says achil is not allowed, and if Yossi would allow even achil, you could even eat them, would be permitted to. So Gemara says. No, there's a shita that there's no problem of not everyone holds that oaf is a problem. That oaf is machlokas deraisa derabanan, but it might be a shita that oaf might even be mutter on a derabanan level. So the Gemara says, so v'chitei me'ika achila gufa iku benayu, the kamar tanakama b'halokha miflagi, b'achila lo pligi, that the tanakama holds machlokas b'sham b'shil is only about halak. But they both agree that achila is aser. V'amar lo Rabbi Yossi, Yossi says, achila gufa mekuli, that he thinks mekuli b'shamay mechumri b'shil, that Rabbi Yossi thinks even the eating is of the leniencies of b'shamay, that he holds b'shamay would allow for eating. If that's really the suggestion, the problem with that suggestion that the Rabbi Yossi thinks that b'shamay is made by achila as well, v'hatanya, the Braisa tells us that Rabbi Yossi omer shisha devar mekuli b'shamay mechumri b'shil. There are six items in which b'shamay is mekel and b'shila is machmir. V'zu achas me'am. This is one of them. Of ola im hagvina al shulchan ve'ena nechal divrei b'shamay. So we see clearly from Rabbi Yossi himself that achila is aser. U'b'shila aminan lo ola v'lo nechal. So that can't be the chiddush. So what's the difference between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama? They're saying the same thing. They're both saying that Ol is permitted for Beis Shammai. So Gemara says, very appropriate for these days now, Hakamash Malan, Man Tanakhama, Rabbi Yossi. Who's the Tanakhama who holds that Beis Shammai says that Ol of Einu Nechal, it's Rabbi Yossi? So who cares who authored the Mishnah? Kola Omer, to tell me that Kola Omer, Davar B'Shem Omer, those who quote the author of the statement, Mevi Gula Liom, he brings redemption, brings Gula to this world, as Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk in Esther, of course, it says, Vatomer Esther Lamelech B'Shem Mordechai, she reported to Achashverosh in the name of Mordechai, and that, of course, led to the Gula. Tana Agra Chamuah de Rabbi Abba. Agra Chamuah de Rabbi Abba was a name. Some say his name was actually Yisachar. Agra means Schar in Aramaic. His name was really Yisachar. His nickname was Agra. So Agra Chamuah de Rabbi Abba. He was the father-in-law of Rabbi Abba. Ofu Gvina Nechon Ba'apikorin. You're allowed to eat cheese and chicken together. Ba'apikorin was apikorin. Mean Rashi, apikorin is a lashon of hefker. Sheinu Nizarbehem. You can eat them. You can't eat them together, but you can eat them without having to wash in between. We'll see what that means exactly. But you can eat them without having such care. So, who Tani Leva, who Amarla? He taught it in the Brice and he explained it. Below Netiyas Adayim, below Kinua Chapeh. What he means is, don't eat them together, of course. You can't eat cheese and chicken together, but you could eat them without having to wash your hands in between or having to clean your mouth out in between as well. Comes along Rav Yitzchak Breder of Misharsha, Ikleh the Bei Rav Ashi, was once visiting the base medrash or the house of Rav Ashi. Aishila Gvina Achel. They brought him some cheese, he ate it. Achel, Aishila Basir, they brought him some meat, and Achel. He ate the meat right after the milk, right after the cheese, and didn't wash his hands. Amrilei v'hatane agre chamua de Rabbi Abba ofe gvina nechalam bapikorin. Only ofen cheese, chicken and cheese, you could eat in such a way, behefker. But ofe gvina in basar v'gvina lo. Doesn't that imply, but basar, where the real derises we're talking about, maybe that you require washing hands and cleaning your mouth out. Amalei hani mili belaila is only true at nighttime where you can't see your hands if they're dirty at all. Aval biyamama during the daytime, or I would add nighttime if you have a light. Then who chazina you could see what's going on here, and there is no need to wash out your mouth or to clean your hands. You could see what's going on there. Okay, so we'll stop here, and the Gemara continues to explain how the dinim are kinuach and tomorrow's daf. Okay.